Hey guys, welcome to the Self-Positive Podcast. My name is Duke DeLate, and I've been a dating coach and self-development guy for a long, long time. So I wanted to start this project and deal with some of the more general issues that I have, other people have, my students have. And so today's episode was brought to you by me. And later on, I think we'll get some guests and shit, but for now, enjoy today's episode and check out the blog selfpositive.org, and you can find all the worksheets and the auxiliary materials and things. Thanks for listening, and here's the episode. So, to wrap that all up, what was I saying? What was the title of this? Oh, yeah, Primary Key to Developing Your Self-Esteem. Okay, yeah, so what the point of self-esteem is self-trust, self-integrity. If you can trust yourself on no matter how small a thing, you will have self-esteem in that area. And you can expand that out by doing it on a regular basis. You can create a positive upward spiral of momentum of keeping your promise to yourself, keeping your promise to yourself, keeping your promise to yourself, and you'll feel better and better and better about your ability to finish what you started or do what you said you're going to do. So, yeah, that's my thoughts today on the Self-Positive Podcast. Check out the blog. It's in the show notes. Tomorrow we're covering the advantages of self-confidence, which is kind of like a, you know, a listicle post. Keep your promises to yourself, no matter how small. I think you've heard me say that 15 times. I'll stop talking. See you guys tomorrow. We're releasing every day here on the selfpositive.org blog. Thanks for joining, and until tomorrow, stay awesome and stay positive. Hey guys, Duke here for the Self-Positive Podcast. Today we're talking about the primary key to developing your self-esteem. That's the name of the blog title today, but self-esteem is such a super deep topic. There's probably going to be, I don't know, 30 or 40 blog posts based on it in the next 3 months. So this is just kind of a primer. So, self-esteem, it's a state of mind. It can fill you with happiness or confidence or cheer or joy or whatever the hell you like feeling, but it's just a state of mind. It's, when people talk about self-esteem, it's like they have a baseline of a state of mind. So, if you're normally down on yourself, you're normally carrying a lot of self-doubt, then you're going to have a low self-esteem, right? If in general you doubt yourself and you don't have, you don't feel empowered, excuse me, and you don't feel able to do things, then your self-esteem is going to be low, right? If your self-esteem is low, you can feel super terrible about yourself. One way to look at it is that your self-esteem is like a battery. When it's charged, you're positive, and when you're low, then you're negative. It kind of dovetails with willpower a bit, and we'll talk about that later, but you can get an upward spiral carrying forward by doing things that we've talked about in previous podcasts, like getting a lot of small tasks done, accomplished, feeling super self-integrated, having self-integrity. You can build up self-esteem and create a momentum that creates kind of an upward spiral of self-esteem. But if you are failing over and over and over and over again without any wins, you can get yourself into kind of a downward spiral of that self-esteem because you're not getting things done the way you thought you did. You're not keeping your promises, you're not having self-integrity. So you can create problems in the self-esteem by having constant failures one after another. This is a big problem that people have with goal setting, is they'll set goals that are too high or things that are out of their attainable reality in the moment. And then after that, they fail the same unattainable goal over and over and over and over again with no wins in between. And they don't take the time to break things down, to do things that they can win at, to do things that are within their control, and create a positive feedback loop as far as keeping their own promises. People with low self-esteem, when their battery's not charged, they don't do well in life. If you start to approach a situation with some, like, low confidence, then you're going to surprise yourself if you win, and then you're not as able, you're not as prepared to actually get the thing done and accomplish the thing that you set out to do. So I talk a lot about having integrity with yourself. When you make a promise, you got to keep it to yourself. Otherwise, you don't trust yourself. I think that's where self-esteem comes from. And this whole belief in who you are and your ability to get the outcomes that you're looking for, that's what creates the consistency in the self-esteem. So, what was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah, self-integrity. So how do you do self-integrity? Well, on the base level, you have to just keep your promises to yourself. The first problem that people have keeping promises with themselves is what I was talking about earlier, is they set their goals too big or too unattainable, and then they keep trying to hit the goal over and over and over and over again without modifying it so that it's achievable, so not modifying it so that, you know, you can either break it up into small steps or you can give up on it and do things that are more in your control that you depend on. Like, if your goal is get a role in the movie, well, a lot of that is dependent on other people's opinions, right? And so what you can control is things that are like show up to a lot of casting calls, show up to a lot of events where you can network with people who are going to be able to give you a better job. Like, those are the things that you can focus on, and those are the goals you should be setting, because that's what you can keep a promise to yourself with. The more and more promises you keep to yourself, no matter how small they are, they build up and create that self-integrity, that belief that you're going to follow through on the things that you're going to, that you said you're going to do. Even if you fail, you, in the actual outcome, it's keeping your promises to yourself allows you to adapt and allows you to take kind of a proactive role in creating your future reality. So the more you see yourself with that self-integrity, like, the better, like, you just know you're going to finish the shit you say you're going to do, then it starts to create the self-esteem for you. You don't feel like you're lying to yourself. You don't second-guess yourself by going, yeah, you're not actually going to do it, bro. Like, you just, okay, I'm deciding to do this. It's getting done. And then you move forward, right? And then you begin to sort of, you'll begin to accept yourself. Because you'll know, you'll have the understanding, the strength to know that when you say something, you're going to do it. And if you keep your own promises to yourself, that trust is there. And then you can accept yourself pretty much unconditionally, because you know that you're not making empty promises to yourself, that you're not going to let yourself down. And then that helps you treat other people, train other people how to treat you. That helps you. Like, when they see that you keep your own promises and you follow your own boundaries to yourself, they will also know that you expect them to keep their promises and expect them to respect your boundaries. If you sit around whining and bitching and moaning about life and not taking the action you said you were going to do, nobody's going to take you seriously. So, like, you can talk about the external environment all you want, but everybody else is going to be like, okay, well, you keep saying you're going to do this thing, but you don't. And then that can reinforce that negative self-worth thing, because nobody else on the outside is supporting you. If you support yourself and you know that you have the ability to act when you say you will, then other people's opinions don't matter all that much. But if you're not sure if you can muster up the anything to get what you said you were going to do, then you start looking outward, and that's always fickle, because other people don't understand you to the level of depth and granularity that you do. So it's important to not let your mistakes overpower you, your failures overpower you, because, like I said, the only thing you should be concerned about when you fail on things is that you didn't do what you said you were going to do, that you didn't keep your promise to yourself. Most things, you know, unless they're like once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, most things are repeatable. Like, if you screw up, you can adapt, calibrate, and then, you know, attack it again later on. I had a buddy, Kelly, she took one of the tests to become an elementary school teacher in California. And, it, you know, to take this test is super hard. And in order to be passed as an educator and get your certification, you have to pass this test. And so she took the test once, and she just got destroyed. And she was like, I don't know if I should take it again. It makes me feel really bad. And then I'm like, well, you said you wanted to be a teacher, silly. So take the test again. What did you do? Now knowing, after having been through experience, what can you do to actually, you know, pass the thing, because you've seen it now? And she's like, okay, yeah. And then she had to wait a few weeks, I think, because you can't take them back to back. And then she took it again, she passed it, and now she's a full-time elementary school teacher, right? Like, most things, even big stuff like, you know, certification tests for life, you can take again if you screw up. And so it's not really the failure of the task that at hand that is what you should be focusing on when you're dealing with your self-worth. It's whether or not you did what you said you were going to do. Did you study as hard as you said you were going to? Did you train as hard as you were going to? Did you submit that many job applications? Did you go to that many casting calls? Like, that's the type of thing that you can judge yourself on, because that's really the only thing that matters. Because if you create that self-trust, then your self-worth will be, or self-esteem will be much higher, and then other people will treat you commensurately. On the flip side, you gotta be fair to yourself, right? Like, if you set a bunch of big, lofty goals because you want to accomplish big-ass shit, like, I'm always into thinking big, then you can't get that do-or-die mentality on things that you don't have the skill set to accomplish. I get guys in my workshops, they'll come and they'll be like, yeah, I'm going to talk to 100 people today, and I'm going to be super social in like a day. I'm going to do it faster than everybody else. I'm really competitive. And then the goal is so big, and then they go super fast, but they don't actually get it accomplished, because they don't have the skills to do what they said they were going to do. They have to learn the skills. And it doesn't take that long, especially in that case. Like, it takes like 5 hours to really ingrain some stuff in through some progressive desensitization. But it's like setting the big goal so that you can get that big feeling of accomplishment, if you don't have the skills, is useless, because you don't actually hit it. You don't build up your self-trust. You don't build up your self-worth. And then, like, there's no point. On the internal, in this internal psyche, like, there's no point. So, why did you do that to yourself? That's silliness. What's better is to, okay, get the bigger goal in mind, and then break it down backwards. Begin with the end in mind, break it down backwards into something that you know you can accomplish. It stretches your skill set a little bit until you get comfortable with that skill set, and then move it forward. I don't know why it happens. I'm about to look it up. I don't know why it happens, but people set these goals that are like way the fuck out of their zone. They've never accomplished anything like that before. It's like there's a story of this badass win that you get if you're like, I just fucking applied myself. But like, yeah, but to actually get it done, you still have to break it down and like delegate things you can't deal with, work super hard on the things that you're strong on. Like, you have to break it down so that you can get it accomplished. You can't just like blindly shoot into the air and then expect to get any sort of consistent results. So, you got to be fair to yourself. When you set your goals, no matter how lofty they are, you have to break things down into things that you can do where you keep those promises. And